This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Whitsand, Morning Devotions. I asked the question yesterday, why do we try to walk through life alone, walking through life on your own? I don't think sometimes we think through these issues. We might be busy, you know, we're working flat out, or we say, look, I'm a self-made person, I don't need anyone else, and we develop a tough exterior that says, don't mess with me, I don't need you. But I want to suggest this morning it's really only a cover-up. We need others all through life because there is built in us a fundamental need for other people, because that's the way God made us. Sometimes we say our temperament gets in the way. I'm too shy, introverted. I'm not cut out to mix with others. And I've heard that comment many times. Or we're a bit fearful of meeting other people. That's just the way I am. So we convince ourselves that others just won't accept us. And we decide, well, look, I'm not very interesting. I'm really nobody. But the truth is that others are often more accepting of us than we are of ourselves. And we condemn ourselves. And in that process, we lose perspective of what's true and real. Hopefully, somewhere along that process, someone will come along and tell you that God loves you and that God himself can give you his grace and peace. There's the fear of sharing ourselves, and it could be based on past experiences. You may have been rejected, abandoned, or worse still, may have been abused by others. So we certainly don't want that happening. And many of us, I think, have been burned in the past with these negative feelings, and those feelings can linger on for many years. So we say, I'm never getting near people again who can hurt me. So what happens? We don't allow ourselves to be vulnerable anymore. There's the excuse, I'm too busy. There's too much happening in my working life. Maybe things will settle down one day, but of course they never do. We've made up our mind that we're just a self-made person. And of course, that can be a fairly exhausting process. And sometimes we may yearn for contact with somebody, that there's too much going on in our brains. And we need what's called soul refreshment. And I believe that God gives that to us direct from himself, his Holy Spirit, but also through other people. So what do we do? Well, Charles Swindle has written a book, and written many books actually, and one of them's called Day by Day, and he maintains that we should have a priority to have authentic relationships with some people. Of course, you can't do that with everybody. This is what Chuck Swindle says. Nobody is a whole team. We need each other. You need someone. Someone needs you. We're not isolated islands. And to make this thing called life work, we've got to lean and support, relate, respond, give and take, confess and forgive, reach out and embrace, since none of us is a whole, independent, self-sufficient, super capable, all-powerful hotshot. Let's stop acting like we are. Life's only enough without our playing that silly role. The game's over, he says. Let's link up. So I think that's a very good, straightforward way of expressing it. Perhaps you've heard the suggestions, why don't you join a club? Or you could do some traveling. Well, they're pretty good ideas, actually, but they're not solutions to the problem of loneliness. They're probably things that you need to break free from thinking. And you could ask God to show you a way. Identify what it is that's holding you back. Sometimes you need to accept what can't be changed, and then what can be changed. Sometimes destructive self-talk can get in the way. Look at the way you are from God's perspective. Study the Bible. Meditate on those verses that tell you who you are. Make a point of getting out of the house, say, once a week. Attend church or community functions. Get involved in some class. So in that way, you can develop new habits that build up your inner self. Start exercising. And aloneness can be a very positive experience, actually, because it can help you, if you use it right, help you to study the things that really matter. Make an effort to make new friends. So I'm saying that loneliness can be overcome. The Bible says, as the psalmist expressed it, the Lord will fulfill his promise for me. Your love, O Lord, endures forever. That's Psalm 138, verse 8. So God can actually help you. Well, Lord, it's so easy to destroy a good relationship with a friend by something I don't say. Lord, may I try to get on with others, to build others up, and help myself in that process. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.